This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz, filling in for Casey Dolan with local news and commentary for Wednesday, November 23rd. The word from the State Health Department is that flu cases are rising fast. Influenza patients are being hospitalized at the highest rates seen in 10 years for this point in the year. Getting the flu can have serious health consequences, especially for people who are under 5 years old, age 65 or older, pregnant, immunocompromised, or have chronic health conditions. In addition to the flu, other respiratory illnesses such as COVID-19 and RSV are combining to push our hospitals to emergency capacity. The State Health Department urges us to keep ourselves and our communities healthy by getting a flu shot and taking other measures. The state also reports that our pediatric health care system is overloaded with extremely high numbers of children with respiratory infections. So you've heard this song before, but it bears repeating for everyone's sake. Getting immunized against the flu and against COVID-19 not only protects you, but also the vulnerable folks among us. So does washing your hands well and often and putting on a close-fitting mask in crowded settings. If you're sneezing or coughing, wearing a mask or using the crook of your arm or a tissue helps stop germs from getting onto your hands or spreading virus in the air. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, and if you're not feeling so good, stay home and take care of yourself. And then, there is the ongoing saga of the Raccoon Lodge, a work of art created by Kevin Mason of Uptown Port Townsend. The thing made it onto Seattle's King 5 TV last night. Mason, a well-known musician and carpenter, built it into the stump of a cypress tree in front of his house on Clay Street. The city of Port Townsend received a complaint about other structures in his yard, and when the inspector came to look, they noticed the Raccoon Lodge. It's huge. The city, saying the Raccoon Lodge is a possible safety hazard, asked Mason to, quote, voluntarily, unquote, remove it. Then came an uprising of people supporting him and his public artwork. A petition was begun, calling for the city to let the treehouse be, and now it has more than 2,600 signatures. Then a gathering was held on November 12th of at least 100 supporters who posed for a group photo in front of the Raccoon Lodge. The King 5 reporter came out to see the 24-foot-tall thing on Tuesday and got a hold of Port Townsend City Manager John Morrow. Heaven forbid something happens and the structure fails and hurts somebody or damages property, Morrow said. Hence the city's notice to tear the Raccoon Lodge down by November 30th, 1 week from today. But now, Morrow says there's another option. According to the King 5 report, Mason could give the structure to the city as a piece of public art, and the city could assume liability for it. Maybe there's a creative solution, Morrow said, in which the community says this structure is important to us as art in an artistic town. But that is just an idea at this point. The City of Port Townsend website has a lengthy question and answer page discussing the whole issue. As for public comment, that will be held until the Monday, December 5th City Council meeting. So the Raccoon Lodge is still standing, but the coming days may well decide its fate. The Jump Playground, billed as the inclusive all-access play park for Jefferson County, is wide open now after a grand opening celebration last Friday. The invitation stands, come and play at H.J. Carroll County Park in Chimicum, where the Jump Playground is next to the basketball court. It has a sea creature sculpture by local artist Rebecca Welty and all manner of accessible play structures for youngsters of all abilities and needs. Also, there's a fence around it so that parents and guardians can relax and not worry about their kids running out into the big county park. There's information at jumpplayground.org. That acronym, JUMP, by the way, stands for Jefferson Universal Movement Playground. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.